following on to the recording we just did about the Tibetan meditating, I hope it's pretty clear that that level of meditation is very, very different to the Western level of meditating, where we do it occasionally, maybe once a day for a short time. But these guys totally devoted themselves to meditation. On the left-hand path, something I was just reminded about, having sex with a dead virgin's body was to help to go beyond the barrier of good and bad, because there isn't one. We've made that up. Not that it's a good idea to do that, especially if you live in New York, but to go beyond the ideas. But you see, our little piddling about, that won't do it. It's a devotion. And you don't have to sit for 18 hours a day in meditation for that realization. But you do need to be in that space for 24 hours a day. Another story from Egypt. When the initiate had reached a certain stage, the master would bring a wild lion. And the initiate had to stay perfectly present, or the lion would eat them. So that was quite a good method, wasn't it? To stay perfectly present every moment. But eventually, you see, the lion was brought in while the initiate was asleep. They had to be totally aware, totally present in their sleep as well. So, as you see, this is a slightly different level from our Western idea of meditation, isn't it? It needs a tremendous devotion, but it doesn't have to be sitting every single moment. Every single action, every single word, every single thought and feeling present. You're with it. As though it's a lion that's going to eat you up if you're not with it. It needs that level of devotion. Of course, this is a generalization, but if you meet most people who meditate a lot, if you meet some Tibetan monks or even Westerners who meditate a lot, there is something else about them. They are more calm. They are more still. And usually, they're very boring. They're not living. There's no juice in them. There's no sparkle in their eyes. They're killing it. The same as Buddhist monks. They're not allowed to look at women because of what it'll bring up in them. You've got to bring it up. You've got to be with it. You've got to live with it. Or it'll haunt you for the rest of your life. One slip and it's got you. So it's not an avoidance. It's not meditating to avoid. It's meditating to be with the thoughts, with the emotions, with everything, being with it, but not getting caught up in it. But not just while you're sitting, every single moment. And if you don't want to do that, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being unconscious and stupid. That's not wrong. It's just the way most people live, and it has a consequence, you see. Most people are not only not happy, they're in misery. Just go a little bit inside. There they are, smiling away, telling you, go in a little bit more, and you'll find they're in misery. Well, you don't have to be in misery. Misery is resistance to what is. Being with what is, not attached to anything or anybody in any way, being totally here, totally now, present for whatever is. Jesus did a parable about it, about the master that was going away, and he said to the servants, keep a lamp burning, because you never know when I'm coming back. And it's the same with awareness. You've got to be here. For when he comes, you're one with it. Go go asleep and it'll come past and past and past, and you'll go on in your, even if you're meditating, you're meditating for something instead of meditating to be more where you are in this very moment. And then even if nothing happens, you don't care. You're having a good time being here now, experiencing everything that's coming to you. So just sitting and meditating with a mantra or with your breathing in order to avoid who you are, you're just on the wheel. You just go round and round. It is really good to sit some time each day. Disconnect. Turn everything off. And be there. But be there with what is. And then see how far you can move and stay with that. Even standing up. You might find the mind says, oh, that's long enough now, I'll stand up. And then standing up happens. You don't stand up. As you put your hand to the floor, feel it. Feel the floor, feel your fingers. Feel the pressure, every muscle that moves to help you to stand. And that's the way to live. In each moment.